This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Let's see. So, in the Ches, Lamed Zayin. B'Pashas Nireis. So, the Mishnah has four Shailas. Malamalo, Malamata, Malafonim, Malachar. The pashas nearest Shabbos says on the same Macbillus the Dalit Oysish and Mavai, who Bemshach is by so there are different, Klal Godlas and all these Nyanim, whenever you have a number four, the Dara Klal is Kineget Shemus, the Oysis of Mavai. The same, yeah.
You see that in Shir HaShirim, in the third, in the fourth pasuk, Megra goes through a whole bunch of things that are four. And Rebbe kept, when we learned it, Rebbe kept mentioning that these are not stam four things of, you know, one, two, three. It's not random numbers. It was the Asaitis, and then the Yom Tovim. I don't remember all of them.
Right.
But. No. I don't remember if that was Yud Kei Vav. Was Yud Kei Vav Nechlau in that?
Usually it is. Usually it's Nechlau in it. It's something where that's what it's usually based on, Chais. That's the.
So when we say the Devim Tzach, Tzemeh Chai Medaber, and.
All of them can go back to, yes, correct. Let me just see Lamed Zayin. Yeah. Okay. There's the Sefer Yetzir Nimnu Kama Oimekim. In the back, actually, he brings he all these things, all these Maramekomos, he actually brings he brings the Makoros fully spelled out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so in Sefer Yetzirah it says Nimnu Hama Oimekim. So it says over there, he quotes in back, he says this Oimek Reishis, Oimek Achris, Oimek Toiv, Oimek Ra, Oimek Roim, Oimek Tachas, a lot of different Oimekim, things that are called an Oimek, and all of these things are. Over here, the mala 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 mat and so on are four of those omakim. Four of those things that are called omak are listed over here. Let's see something. So he says. That's malamata. I am a pirish agro. Lemalo lematim chochmo bina. Malafonim pirish akivun da onolchim. Malocha pirish mash etzirim lashim achor. Imat zech li zaher. A pirim leches afonim ala acha. So he just brings this point down. He'll tied in together later. So there's a different, the Malamatas Chachma Bina, which is obviously connected to the first two letters of the Aleph Beis, of Shem Havaya. But then he says, Ponim and Ocher is Toiv and Ra, where to go, where not to go. That's what it means. Mashkasamnu Le'el Reb Chaim Vital Hiktim Shek Dama Sefer Yitzchayim. Rishena, shekulam roitzen adas achoyik shel ma barak hashbarach sa'olam. Teva adam, doichev oithay l'chakura shniya. Shekroi v'shav v'shenu, malamatam, malamatam, fadam alocha. Hatshuva Rishena, hatshuva v'shela Rishena, hui, hashbarach v'sa'olam l'man gilu shmeisu v'loisam. Kol ma shirizal gilo, ma kolo ikte lias Kedei So there are two sets of points. There's understanding what was Nizgala, and that's the Chiyuv, and that's the Tachas Adam. And then there's the Gilui for pushing outwards. You hit four boundaries, and there's four more questions. The Bigmar Psachim Iso Bailishna, Maila Makasa Atik, Zamechasa Dvarim Shekisa Atik Yoimin, Pirusha Shal Shem, Etzen Avayakam. Reb Chaim Vital is Kavim Bagdoma now, So, Maaseh Breishis is the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhagos within the world as we understand it and as we see it. So it's the hidden part, but it's the hidden part of this machinery. LaMashal, let's I guess I can if I could use a mashal. If a person is oimid on the laws of physics that run our world within our world. So all those laws, it takes some thinking to get to them. When we get them, we declare them within this world. Things push and pull and attract and push away and so on. That's all the machinery here. And what the Ramak's Giluyim of Kabbalah was within this world. Masha'enkein. Meisimer covers at Kilos and Akudashov Lobiyasa. Chaim Vital Loiratzalagalis. Bulachenu Oma Shabasefas Chaim Tilmudu Pirushal Shem. Umaisa Bracious Efshalumer Besefa Paradis. So Maisa Bracious is the Anhagus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, and that's Ramak's Kabbalah. Going beyond that is sort of getting a sense of the shame of the shame of beyond that. That's Maaseh Merkava, and is the bigger picture that puts it together. Maaseh Merkava Seder Yichud HaMishkel Hashem called. It's that Mishkel that puts it all together. Omnom Ze Nimtza Beitz Chaim. Reb Chaim Vital loyrot to lirmas ala remas the pirusha shel shem. Reb Chaim Vital didn't want to say outright that this is what his Rebbe is going to be teaching, so he just says the pirush of the shem in Maaseh Breishis we're going to learn in you learned in the Sefer HaPardes of Ramak in the Maaseh the deeper ones you're going to learn there. Pirusha Shel Shem is the ishayach to that sheirish of understanding the roots of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol's giluyim as opposed to this world's giluyim. Let's just make some seder out of it. It says until a HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he and the Shem were echad. He and his name were one. When he created the world, so that's when the name became something else. So it means that when I have a name, I call myself X or Y or Z, until if there's nobody else around, that name is totally indistinguishable from myself. But the only reason why I have a name is for others. So if a person has a name, it's because there was an anticipation that there would be an other person that would want to communicate with him. So the name, so me and my name are indistinguishable one from another. I'm Aaron, Aaron's me, that's that. But the etzem having a name itself means that there's a sheirish for others to exist. And Memela, there was, so the understanding Pirusha Shel Shem begins the process of going beyond this world, and that's where it shined to. He's going to continue. You know, it's basically what he's doing is it's all part of his of this drasha. It's like, I guess these were different shurim, but he's going to come back to explaining the Shem, how the letters are shaykh and so on. Laristo, gracious bris.
How do we understand the Shem, understanding the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside of this world? Outside of this world, there is nothing other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even inside this world, we don't understand anything as independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does that even mean, the Shem Hashem? Shemais inherently are identifying concepts or identifying
So
figures.
in Lamites and in Mem, he explains a lot more. Okay. I mean, he's working his way back. He's going to go through Maaseh Breishis and so on. Laristo ha-yemoich fantasti. Va'asechel shalei avad atzeh paratzmei. Aristotle had a brilliant mind, and his seichel worked well until it got to a point of beyond, where it wasn't shaykh anymore. The Rambam writes, the people arguing with him don't understand him. Anything within this world, he understood. Because he was so fixated on the world and what's in the world and understood it so well, that was oika from him, the understanding beyond. We need to be able to understand where the sechel start from. Sha'alno le'yomer yishayinim. So it was because he was so good at discovering everything within this world that he was oika things beyond. The Torah teaches us the of the world coming into being. Olama gilo lana zeis, kedei lelamed oisano, shes oimek habriye efshe lahasig im haseichel shelano. So that's supposed to teach us that our seichel can be toifis everything until a certain sheirish. Haseichel magia b'chazor adei sabuzal b'chlal. Seichel can go back to the point of the Big Bang, but it can't go before the Big Bang. I'm not talking about the Big Bang. Definitely notice whatever that Shoresh of Bracious is. Ein pischen per la afechad betzem isamus. Ze soisim es apel kol atainis. Gam tainis listim atem. Nisteres ha de ze Bracious. Ki tchilos es havas vilmi. Bishu esoshe kon Bracious. Kach maise vigad lamo. Akash I want to add a point. I think this might be very inherent in what he's saying. Even in terms of justice, so we interpret everything within the framework of which it was given. So this right now, there were Canaanim living here. And we came and took it from the Canaanim. It's manifestly unlawful, unfair. That's 100% true. Within the framework of what exists here and now, if you're to say to yourself, well, let's go back in history, the Canaanim were there first. And therefore, we don't have the excuse. Or we don't have a reason why we're living there. But gracious takes us back to a Nakuda that is tells me it's the Shevish of gracious. Be'etzem, this world has a whole different surah to it. It was created for a tachlis, and this is the tachlis. So b'meila, there's no mokum for tainus. The tainus are with it's a lamashal. Let's say somebody comes into my house and he starts doing things, breaking things, building things, and I yell, Shrei Chayav HaKayim. But if it's a Gloy Mills that's not in my house at all, and it's somebody else's, and it's somebody else's house that's sold already, then it has no shaykhus to this person. It's the understanding of Koyach Maisiv, Higilamov. Is the understanding that uproots this taina. You're judging right and wrong ownership and lack of ownership based on a framework of time, which is true only in a limited sense. You bring it up to so from the point of Bereishis onwards, it's been Kanaanim all the way. But that whole world that you're talking about is a tiny bubble in something else. So he says, Sefer Bereishis, Kol Inyanei Bereishis, Ha'aves Bechlal Bereishis, Kol HaBriya, Hu Hemshech Echad Mi Bereishis, V'kol Mi She'enem Tzurich LeBereishis, Hoitzatz Min HaBriya. The Ramban Mila Bris a bria of something. Adam Nivro Mamshikliskaim me Oshenivra. Ubekrisas Bris. So the word Bris, the Ramban explains, is like the word Bria. It means some new metzias came into being, and that metzias dictates everything around, and everything is a hemshach of that. The so when you go and you kiris bris, you're saying in a certain sense there's a new nekudah v'aschala now. Things are starting the new with a new mahalach now. So he says, "Vakim achshav hu b'mida shemitzav lebris lelo kim abris magiyas kol klolos rak mikuach breishis mitzir shel bris mishemamin bekadmus l'sheach shatefes bris shebris ma'ase breishis chodesh." But if you believe in kadmus, it means there's no such thing as a beginning. If there was a beginning once upon a time, there could be a new beginning. But if there was never a beginning, what does it mean you make a beginning? Things last on their own. They're never telling anything else. Hakim also means to have the bris. The lokim of bris, magias called colors. Rat mikoyak gracious. Yesh mitzir shel bris. Mishamayim bekadmus Lo shar shatev his bris. She bris a mice bracious chodesh. Ben Adam types as asmic yitzur kayam, a besikler kayam, a mugalo ya emis. A hatayosh of brace when I met shall come him, a kamshu born of braces. Ba'akach le brisa shall noyak for avasuhul. So he explains, it's an incredible insight. We are teifus ourselves when we ask ourselves, am I understanding right? Am I being teifus to emes? How do I know? I rack my brains till I get to the very bottom of my brain. And yes, I've sort of thought in it very deeply, reached the rock bottom, and yes, it stands. But if the rock bottom of my head is still not the sheirish of what's there before, then it doesn't really say anything. And therefore, A, unless the person is mechuba to bracious, where he understands that whatever is here is comes from someplace else. Also, and as well, is mechuba to every new bracious. Kadosh Baruch Hu, when there was Kriyas Bris with Avraham Avinu, there was a new bracious created, and the person needs to mechuba to that bracious. So somebody who's mamin bekadmos, l'sher shatevis bris, shrei bris u'maisa bracious chodesh. Ben odom toysa asmo ki tzur kayim, a person feels that he's an eternal being and he is learning the emes. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with Noach, a new bris, and that's Noach is not surviving as a descendant of Ram, but as Noach. Zubir Chadosh, my Sveir Chodesh, Abrach Zakol Shabris Pirusha, a Mabri Azois Tia Zeremes at Tevascha, but Ozia Kayim Shalom, or Tia Misnageres the Kim Shalcha. So here the matchup is it does it match up with you or not? Yesh betikunim sha'oisis bracious ein bris eish. Kol ma shenegea be'eish nia eish. Kama mitzav la'bris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bris im Avram ve'inoch inami klape sha'o mesolistis. So Lamaisa, in the big picture, this Nekuda here is the Nekuda of turning point, being makir that there's a Bracious before the Bracious we're aware of, outside of the Bracious we're aware of. That's the Sharish of it. So now he goes back to the. So these are like a few Hagdamas that he's made. Now he's going to explain the shame. Abba mekoymes shem be mishna sheistakel bem. He could get abba oisis shem. Mishem istakel shem ena mevin ma'avish pirusha shem. So these are places where a person who is oisik in it. The mission says that you shouldn't be oisik in it because a person is oisik in it. Is distorting in his isuk, he's distorting one of the letters of Hashem's name. Mash lemalo kenegos yud, malamato is he ilo. So that was like chokma bina that I said before. Shenichu zemashe tashem ochar habechira. Shom daheita tot sichu zehirus. Shom mokoim. Abechira shemas Hashem Adnos. Hakoyach zechem mechaps nagilin l'tafseinu shem echora. Kol ze niten lano. Nushi. Kol ze shech le sisri teira, pirusha shel shem. Vezura k'dom alima sef etz chaim shu v'fash Hashem. Vazirun lezor l'das ad hechon ez boinin, v'shech tzirun lezbat l'sef res gevoya l'hamin, l'ol shol malamata v'fon malach. So the whole mahalach of thinking and searching gets a certain point, and a person needs to be extremely conscious of what are the boundaries. Okay, so he's mapped out the four different oisiyos of the Shem Hashem, being connected the different parts, the connected the different letters of Hashem's name, these four things mentioned in the Mishnah, and now he's going to continue. Lefia Amma. Yeah.
At this point, like, how do we? I understand on a very shallow level. You know, we always say that Aristotle understood, like the Rambam says, Aristotle understood everything that you could understand in the Bria without the Torah. We have the Torah, so we know more. So you know, we know fine. We know what's Kaidem Bereishis. If our whole you know understanding, if our whole perception is limited to our world and to going back to Bereishis, and we can't really grasp anything that's before. So how do we take the guidance of the Torah? Are we taking it blindly and just saying, you know, it's beyond? Because if I can't be Teufis, something that's beyond, so someone can tell me that there is something beyond, and either there is or there isn't, but there's no way for me to really reconcile. Meaning, there's no way for me to take within my limited faculties and say, oh, Taka, I recognize that there is beyond. I could trust blindly. And if the, you know, if the information, if the place it's coming from is, you know, is something that I'd like to trust, then fine. But there's, it doesn't seem that, how do we develop a level of seichel, even with the Torah, that gives us license to say, is it stop emuna? Is this where like all reason stops and we say okay emuna and that's it? Or do we have a better havana than Aristotle had?
So, I guess if I give a mashal, depends a lot on the mindset in the following way. Imagine a person walks into the town marketplace, and there's somebody there selling soup, and there's somebody there, a bank, and there's this and that, a whole busy marketplace. Now, one person goes in and he looks at it. Yeah, and everything is shtims and fine and so on. Another person is very wary, and he realizes that there's something a lot more going on over here. And everything here is not what it seems that it should be. And it's better than a plot to get to I don't know, to kill somebody who's going to come here, to steal information, or whatever. But the Vart is, it's the same exact scene. Depending on whether I use the call of the Tama Olyon or Tama Tachton, will have two separate meanings. If I use the Tama Tachton, the meaning is very simple. This is where things are. This is what they are. Here there's a guy, there's a few people sitting outdoors eating lunch. They say, lunch. This guy's the living patch of Amazon, the living patch of Amazon. That's what's happening. The second person doesn't deny that the scene is a scene of things that take place commonly, and that's what's happening. But that's not what's happening. What's happening is they're waiting for somebody to come. They'll spring into action, and they'll assassinate him and run off. And then all the pieces will mean something else. So it's not a denial so much as a different perspective in understanding what's going on. So Aristotle mind.
I mean, this is Avraham Avinu's perception of
yes.
Barabira.
Yes. So that understanding was the bigger, the broader understanding, and that's what he got out of it. So he says like this. Okay. Malamala connected oisyut. Malamata is hey law, the first hey. Malafonim is the vav. Hamoksh ol chasham emshuk. Malocha haytato. Shenichal baze mashet tashim ochar habechira. Shom beitato sir zehirus. Shom mokum habechira. Shom maschol shem adnus. So in the Shem Malchus is where we recognize since Bechira is there, the things that we need to do and the things we need to take away from, both of them are Mushus and Merumas over there. Just want to add in the fundamental Acher. So he says that the funim is the makom avoda; it's where a person should go to. The Acher is a place that has the Acher is a place that has the ability to do ra, and so on. So I guess we'll call it the whole middle, the whole vav, is something which is being mamshich HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos to the next stage. So it's all be'etzem passive, but it caused the what's going on with it. The mahalach itself is positive, but it left something behind and caused a possibility of ra. So whenever you have in the heitato over here, where I'm being chaykin derish on the matter, that's where there's going to be a possibility of doing ra and so on. Bezurak don't mean it's a chayim shalit fashas Hashem. But tzirchon lezor ledas at heichon lezboinim. So at a certain point, emuna kicks in. In other words, like they say in this farm, like where seichel exists, it's seichel. When we get past seichel, where seichel ceases to exist, that's when it's going to be something else. It's going to be the beyond. So I guess the right way of looking and understanding the kli of what we do understand, the seichel and the das that we do have that could be oimer on something, is we're oimer on it in order that when we reach a certain point, we know there's something here, but it's not begoli. It's ma'arish the hester. And it's tough as something that should remain Hester as being that Hester.
Wait, Rabbi, how do we understand that one of the oisus in the Shem Hashem is something that's telling us to leave things behind? It's like a asur me'ra.
Right.
How could the Shem Hashem, in this world, I understand the Rebbeinu Shlomo created this world, and we're
Right.
assuming and that's kufa the to make ourselves roi, to become the kli. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put all these challenges, these pits, it's like it came out like a video game. We put all these bad things we're throwing at
Right.
you, and your job is to dodge. But to say that the aside that everything is, comes from the Shem Hashem, and one of the ICs are that we should leave it in the back and turn away from it, doesn't that seem like a like a hifoch of, but how could a Kadosh Baruch Hu, how could a chelek of a Kadosh Baruch Hu be something that we need to turn away from?
So that has to do a lot with Adrabba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be mafchin in that type of environment, the emes of, he wanted us to dehere HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the lens of Bechira also. That in the world of Bechira and the world where there's a possibility for Ra, there exists HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. So it's Adrabba. He wanted us to dehere it in a place where we could see differently. Still, this is the way it is.
So then it comes out that like it sounds a little, I mean, it sounds in my head at first glance a little like Fira, that Ra, the Ra and the Bria, it, I guess it's not Fira obviously, but the Ra and the Bria really is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, even in the perception that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything, Hashem is Echad, and everything exists within HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for some reason, at a certain level, I always feel that Ra, Kadosh Baruch Hu's kulay toiv. So the Ra and the Bria, like I know we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and our, you know, Lo Asad Lavay, we're going to recognize that even the things we thought were Ra were really toiv. But to say that this nekuda, that the tumah and the things we're supposed to turn away from are also a chelek of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because we're being mafkin, also attributes the Ra to the Ra and the Bria is part and parcel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so which I guess in the context of, yeah, that's our gufa, our goal is to be mafkin. So if everything is within HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then there has to be those things that we turn away from. So obviously it works. It just it at first
Correct,
glance.
but the things that you can turn away from sharpen the emes. Lamashal, let's say you give a test to your students, and the answers are very far from each other. So basically, all that test does weeds out the amaratzim. But let's say I give something that's very close, but it's wrong. Then when you ask how come it's wrong, I say because what I was saying is this and not that. That's when I have a much better. So the being able to bring out to be magda something ra sharply lends type a very very different understanding. Okay, good bear. Take care. All the best.
Yeah, thanks so much, Rabbi. Have a great week.